Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time to check in with our weekend buddies, John Hancock and Michael Kelly. John, a little Hartsfield okay for you this morning?
Love it. Absolutely love it.
Yeah, I know you like that that classic rock like that. It's a great, great band. Michael Kelly, how are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm joining you. How are you? Yeah. That's my buddy.
It's early. Yeah.
It's early, gentlemen. It's early.
Have you been to bed yet, or is this?
I did go to bed, okay. But I, you know, now that I'm fully vaccinated, I went out with a couple of others that were fully vaccinated last night, mm-hmm. and it was kind of strange to live the life of pre-pandemic all over again.
It kind of is. I just went down to Florida, and in Florida, there is no COVID. I mean, nobody wears a mask. You go into a restaurant, and you know, they will put one on if you ask them to, but they don't have masks. The bars are packed in the restaurants, and it was very strange to go out and be around that many people. We also had one guy on the plane who did not want to put his mask over his nose.
What's with that?
And it's like, you know, it's an hour and a half flight. And you know, the poor, the flight attendant, she got on the speaker
right.
and said, you know, we don't like it either. Just do it, you know.
Right.
And so you just, I don't know, shake your head. At least I did. A lot of other people
did.
No,
I'm with
well.
You. I've experienced that on an airplane recently, too. Somebody yeah. who wants to be real smart. You're yeah. just like, really, dude? Like, we all want to be doing this?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I want to ask you about a very serious topic here in the St. Louis region, and is the violence in the city of St. Louis. The last two nights, we had 9 people shot yesterday. We had another half dozen or so overnight tonight. One of them just south of Busch Stadium there at 7th and Siri. And a couple of days ago, the board of ENA went ahead and approved a $4 million cut in the police budget to, you know, spread that money around to some social services. Michael Kelly, is that the right way to handle this and try to stem the violence in the city of St. Louis?
I don't think so. But I'm not sure what we've been doing previously is the right thing to do either. I mean, there just seems to be no end in sight. I think we have to do both. I think we need to continue to invest in more policing as well as invest in, you know, social workers and others that can kind of go deal with this. I'm scared about what's happening in St. Louis. You know, I don't know about you guys, but I previously never thought about when I went out, oh, I wonder if there's going to be gun violence. And now that's one of the first things I think about. No matter where I go, I wonder, hey, what, let's check my surroundings. Let's see what's going on. It's so crazy.
Yeah, John?
Well, if I'm alone at home and there's an armed felon ransacking my house, I certainly hope they don't send a social worker to deal with the situation. We need police, and we need a heightened police presence so that criminals are not, they realize the police are right there. One of the things that I have noted over the last several years is that you go downtown at night. If you're brave enough to do that, you don't see a lot of police officers walking around on the streets. In other cities, you'll see police officers out there in force and present. That alone is a deterrent to crime. Not filling vacant positions is not the solution to this problem.
I wanted to ask you, what I mean, to me, and I went off on the education part of it a couple of weeks ago. It does seem to me that, and Dan Isom said this, he told me yesterday, said, you know, we've been hiring more cops over the years. A lot of places have been. And it doesn't really seem to change anything. And I made the argument about education being such an important part of this. It does seem to me that if we can get young people engaged in other activities, they're not going to grow into criminals. And I think, you know, with this money that the city and the county are getting, that should really be a focus, John, to help kids stay busy in a productive way.
Yeah, you hope so. You know, there's a multiple number of societal issues at play here. And, you know, it's everything from single parent households where the single parent is working two jobs. It's just to make ends meet. You know, you've got that issue. You've got rampant drugs and in so many instances, gang life becomes family life for too many kids. So there's that issue. But yes, if there are opportunities for young people to engage in positive activities, yeah, that's a good thing.
You know, Michael, I keep thinking of the Music Man, the guy who comes into town and starts a marching band. I mean, imagine if every city school and a lot of county schools, and they had full marching bands, they had lacrosse teams, they had all that kind of stuff to keep kids engaged and at school and enjoying it. What a difference that would make.
Well, it's important. Look, you know, school is the one touchstone in society that can help kind of transfer or transition a life that may be on the wrong path. You know, the other thing that we can't forget here is the peripherally, easy for me to say, how easy guns are to be accessed and the fact that they're everywhere too here. And to be honest with you, I think not only is this a city problem, but this is a state problem as well. We need a legislature that's going to worry about what's happening in the urban areas with this violence. It's not just specific to certain parts of the city. This is happening throughout our region. And we're all going to have to tackle this together.
Yeah, Kansas City as well is having problems. And we've had all these shootings on the highway. Chicago's had dozens and dozens of highway shootings this year already. And it's just something's got to change, because I agree with you guys. When I go out now and I drive pretty much anywhere, I'm nervous. I mean, I don't want to cut somebody off and get shot. And that's apparently what's happening in a lot of cases. Joe Biden, the president, had his first joint address, before a kind of joint session of Congress. Michael Kelly, a lot of spending he's talking about. What did you think of what the president had to say? And now that we've had time to get reaction to what he said?
Well, isn't it great that we had a president that acted normal? And that's exactly what we saw with that speech. You know, the president laid out what he accomplished in his first 100 days. Quite startling, if you think about it, the fact that it was nearly 200 million shots. We passed the coronavirus relief. He laid out a transportation agenda that he has that ultimately will be compromised on. And hopefully we'll actually see some bipartisanship for the first time in our country in decades. Joe Biden announced a lot of very popular things, which is important. And I'm hopeful that we're actually going to see continued activity of working together, because these are things that are priorities not only to the Democrats, but to everyday Americans.
John Hancock, your thoughts?
Well, this is the biggest expansion of government proposed since the Great Society of the 1960s. We shouldn't lose sight of that. I mean, this what he's proposing is remarkable. And if you like large government, 57 new government agencies created, if all of this stuff gets enacted, I mean, this is a major departure of policy from both parties over the last 40 years. And you know, I, for one, am concerned that we just simply cannot afford this. And look, my side spent too much money and has. But this is an order of magnitude beyond that.
And, you know, the big scandal this week, according to one of the people on Newsmax, did you see where Joe Biden picked a dandelion from the White House lawn?
I did see that. You know, you could eat those.
Man, I don't know where the scandals are going to stop. I don't know. All right, John Hancock, Michael Kelly, as always, just not enough time to chat with you fellas. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Michael, have another cup of coffee, and talk to you soon.
I need to get started. Bye.
See you guys.
See you later, John and Michael. Always good to talk with the guys here on this Sunday morning.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.